كنيسة ماري مرقس القبطية الأرثوذكسية مونتريال كندا، مؤتمر العائلات الثاني، مايو سنة 99، الموافق موسم تذكار عيد الشهيد العظيم ماري مرقس الرسول شفيع هذه الكنيسة. سانت مارك كوبتيك أرثوذكس تشيرش مونتريال، The Second Conference of the Family and Marital Affairs، مونتريال كندا، May 5, 1999. سلسلة محاضرات الدكتور نبيل باقي عن تربية وتنمية أولادنا من منظار مسيحي. المحاضرة الثالثة 5 مايو سنة 99. تركز هذه المحاضرة على سن المراهقة والشباب من 12 ل 18 ومن 18 ل 24 سنة. This is the third in a group of three sessions that address the subject of raising and developing our children from a Christian perspective by Dr. Nabil Bai. This session covers the adolescent and youth age from 12 to 18 and 18 to 24 years old. As mentioned earlier, this group of sessions is helpful not only for parents of this stage, but for all adults, since it provides a chance to discover oneself and how one's present behavior and character are related to the way of their upbringing. هذه المحاضرات تصلح ليس فقط لآباء وأمهات هذه المرحلة، ولكن لكل إنسان بالغ، لأنها تعطي فرصة لاكتشاف النفس وكيف أن الشخصية الحاضرة هي نتاج التربية والتعليم في هذه المراحل المختلفة.
بسم الأب والابن والروح القدس، الإله الواحد، أمين.
ابتدينا مع بعض نعدي في مراحل مختلفة بتاعة السن. We started with phases of parenting. The first phase must precede the second phase, and the third is built on the first and second. And we have studied together certain characters for parenting. All of them have to be there during all the phases. And parenting is a process which starts from day one pregnancy till the end of the life of the parents and their own children. The process does not stop at a certain age. As we know, the first phase, the infant developed trust and security, feeling of trust and security and connection to the environment around them. ابتدى الطفل الصغير يحس بالأمان والثقة في اللي حواليه والبيئة اللي حواليه. And if you will not feel the consistent love and presence of the caretaker, he might be suspicious of the continuity of the love of the people around him. عشان كده مهم خالص ان اي حد بيربي عيل صغير يبقى موجود وبيدي باستمرار وبانتظام الرعاية، المحبة والرعاية. المرحلة اللي بعدها، the next phase, if he has trust in the environment, he will go into developing the will and the self-control from 2 to 4. And if we will not encourage him consistently by our love and care to help him control his part of his body and develop his thinking and his language and his social development, he will develop as a shy person. المرحلة الثانية، إذا ما قدرش نوصل له الرعاية والتشجيع والمحبة، مش هيقدر يبقى عنده إرادة قوية ويتحكم في أعصابه وفي نفسه، ممكن تلاقيه عصبي بعد كده، وعنده many self-control disorders. I'm not judging that person, but he will be liable and predisposed more to develop self-control disorders, all kinds of addiction, and all kind of spending problem, and gossiping and sex addiction, because he developed with inability to control himself. So he will be predisposed more than others. هيبقى عنده قابلية لكل الحاجات اللي فيها الإدمان وعدم التحكم في النفس. Then from 4 to 6, this is the phase he will develop creativity. He initiate an action, will be proactive. Someone who could create an action and start an action and lead a group. Because of his curiosity, we have to be present and available to help him to create. المرحلة اللي من 4 ل 6 دي مرحلة العيل فيها بيبقى خلاق، وإذا كتمنا حب الاستطلاع بتاعه وحب إن هو يكون حاجة ويرسم حاجة وعقله ينمو، ومش بنجاوب له أسئلته سواء عن نفسه أو عن اللي حواليه، الإنسان ده بيطلع باستمرار عنده إحساس بالذنب إذا اتكلم، عنده إحساس بالذنب إذا عمل أي حاجة، يتالي عينين بصاله على طول. Then phase 6 to 12 is the phase of developing all the skills and competencies in elementary school. And we try to encourage by our consistent giving love and care and encouragement for him not to develop any inferiority complex by comparing himself to others, because this is the phase of developing inferiority complexes. And this phase ends at the pre-adolescence. And I discussed with you many problems of that phase regarding the parents themselves and regarding the friends, the abuse. And we have to be with them to find certain talents and skills in our children. Then adolescence, which is from 12 to 18, the goal of that phase for everyone to know his real identity, himself or herself, who he is, who she is. الهدف بتاع مرحلة المراهقة الواحد يبقى عنده هوية، يطلع عنده يبقى عارف اسمها هوية، ما عارفش identity، مش شخصية، شخصية عن personality. نعم؟ أقول ذاتية. الـ identity، الهوية معناها يعني هو مين؟ هيبقى إيه؟ يتعرف على نفسه وإيه هيكون مستقبله. If he will not achieve that identity by age 18, as I'm going to discuss, he will go to the college totally confused about his principles, his roots, his church, his family, who he is, whether we'll be a good in any career or not. We'll have a diffused identity or other identities I'm going to describe. So by end of this very unstable emotions of that phase, he has to settle, or she has to settle down by age 18 to go to college. And at the college and during adolescence, the parents have to provide for their own adolescent three main characters of parenting. Number one, patience with hope. Number two, modeling the example. Number three, understanding everything about that phase, as I'm going to describe. مرحلة دي عاوزة فهم مع رجاء كامل إن الذبذبة هتخلص في يوم من الأيام. عاوزة صبر مع رجاء. عاوزة قدوة. مهمة جدا القدوة بتاعت الأسرة أو القدوة بتاعت حد يكون حواليه. حد alive موجود. وثالث حاجة الفهم الكامل لكل خصائص المرحلة دي. Then the next phase is the college phase, which is early adulthood between 18 and 24. I'm just giving you a summary, all of them. The goal which we are looking for at the end of this phase of our growth, you will wonder. They put in the books, number one, to have a guide, يعني أب اعتراف, father of confession, to have a mentor. And number two, to have a career, a known career. And number three, to establish an intimate relationship. And number four, to have goals and dream for the future. And if he will not, he can only do that by sharing himself or herself, both thinking and feeling, with others around him. Of course, at a more mature level than adolescence. Then the phase between 24 and 65, this is the phase of productivity. المرحلة بتاع 18-24 دي مرحلة لازم فيها الشخص في آخرها يقدر إن هو يشارك بمشاعره وتفكيره مع الآخرين, فيبقى عنده مهنة معينة, بيفكر في مستقبل معين ليه, اختار شريك حياة أو فكر في حد يشاركه في حياته, ويكون معاه مرشد لازم مهم, في الغالب بيكون أب الاعتراف المرشد بتاعه. ده كلام كتب العلمية المرشد يعني. Then the phase which is the largest part of our life, between 24 to 65, is the phase which in which we are very productive. And unfortunately, this is the phase many of us emigrate for the first time. And if someone will emigrate during that age, in the middle of it, he will have different kinds of shock, and his generativity and productivity might, of course, would be less than the original country in which he was, and he will feel that his self is absorbed inside him. الواحد إذا جه هنا بيهاجر في وسط السن الخطير ده ومش قادر يثبت نفسه بيجي له صغر نفس جامد قوي. صغر نفس. يقول لك أنا دكتور وجاي بشتغل هنا في جاس ستيشن ومشتاق لقمة عيش كان إيه العيشة ديت ومراتي مش لاقية تاكل ومش لاقية آكل ويقعد يبكي حاله فيجي له صغر نفس واكتئاب وإحباط وحاجات الألفاظ العجيبة دي. هو ده السن الواحد بيكون نفسه يبقى عنده إنتاج منتج. He has a family, has a career, and he could generate the most income he can financially and spiritually. He started to be mature spiritually. So this is the prime age, 24 to 65. 65 and above. At that, when you reach 65, usually we look behind us to all our lives. Most probably we'll be grandparents and have a family and other families branching out of our original family, and I will see, did I achieve in my life the trust with others? Did I achieve a good will and self-control? Did I achieve a creative thinking and personality? Do I have any skills? And how did I use my skills? Do I have any inferiority complexes? How did I deal with it? Then I will think, do I have an identity? Now at age 65 or 70, do I have still that identity? Or I don't? Who am I here? Am I satisfied with what I have done after 18 to 24 in my studies and 24 to 65? Was I satisfied in my marriage? Was my children? Did I parent them right? Self-assessment. And then I will feel that God really gave me a lot in all my life. He blessed my life. And my life is now starting to be complete in God. My integrity in God is perfected. But if I will look to the days before behind me, since I was young, and a lot of troubles, I did not achieve anything, many of us will go into despair. نيأس. قول ما عملتش حاجة في دينيتي خالص. أنا راجل كبير عجزت ومراتي سايباني وعيالي سايبني ولا قدرت أشتغل ولا أجيب حاجة في البلد دي ومن ساعة ما جيت أنا مركون محدش بيسأل عليا وحتى أبويا ما سألش عليا وكيسي مش بيديني شغلانة أعملها واتفقين يا رب والأمراض بتزيد عندي وابتدي أخش في إيه في اكتئاب ويأس. في مرحلة المفروض أقول له أشكرك يا رب على كل الأعمال الحلوة عملتها معاي من 65 سنة فما فوق. The parents have a great role for their own children more than 24. They have to wean themselves from their own children. They have to detach themselves and let them grow with their nuclear families. Encourage them to leave and help them. The doors of the home of the parents are open for their own children and their spouses anytime, but we are not a burden on our own children. You could ask our help, and we will pray for them. Grandparents are needed in our community these days. They are figures to be honored. I don't know Canada, but in America, United States, they do not recognize, they do not respect the elderly. I'm the queen. Is the same. They respect only the young, the strong, and the pretty, and the wealthy. This is United States. That's why most of the elderly, the senior citizens in the United States, are not well respected by the younger generation. They have everything. They have the experience. They have godly practice and experience. They could give us a wealth, but we ignore them. And they are trying even to find a place in the churches. But actually, we are giving most of our attention to the younger generation. Yes, they deserve, but is there a place still for the older generation? I'm posing that question. What are we doing for them? Shoot them, get rid of them, or they are the honor of the church? They must disciple and disciple and take care of those younger generation, so they will feel that their dignity with God is still there. Please, we must respect them. I will take now the adolescent. أبتدي بقى معاكم في المراهقة. We have to look during that phase, which is very hectic phase. We have certain goals to look for. 10 goals to drive them. 10 goals. I'm looking for my own adolescent to achieve it. The adolescents grow and achieve in 10 areas. Number one, the physical area, the puberty, the pubertal changes, the biological bodily changes. Number two, the spiritual growth. Number three, the intellectual, the mental, the cognition area. نمرة واحد النمو الجسدي، اثنين النمو الروحي، نمرة ثلاثة النمو العقلي. Number four, the emotional development, النمو العاطفي. Number five, psychological development or growth, having an identity, النمو النفسي. And number six, social development and peers and friends. النمو الاجتماعي والأصدقاء. Number seven, moral development or moral growth, the adoption of certain morals and principles. القيم. القيم والأخلاقيات. Number eight, sexuality. النمو الجنسي. Number nine. The value of time and money. how to deal with time and money. And number 10, التعامل مع المال والوقت. 9. نمرة 10, responsibility and leadership. القيادية والمسؤولية. How to teach my son or daughter, how to take them during that phase. That phase always resembled to me an aeroplane during a turbulence. طيارة عمالة تتذبذب في مطبات هواء كده, عمالة تشخشخ. Were you involved before in an aeroplane like this? When the captain would tell you, seat belt, take care of yourself, and the flight attendant will come, don't worry, everything will be all right. And they'll tell you, after 10 minutes, everything will be all right. And you're always like, listen, when is it going to finish? And the airplane up and down, and shaking, and the plates and the cups and moving. And the passenger is the adolescent. The pilot is the dad. The flight attendant is who? The mom. Now, as a passenger, would you like to have a flight attendant with an anxiety during that situation? Scared, frightened, jumpy during that turbulence? She will add to your fear. Or a pilot will tell you, I don't know when it's going to finish. Take care of yourselves. I'm going down. مش ممكن. لما when the two parents, لما الأب والأم اللي بيسوق الطيارة دول يقولوا هي عن اليوم اللي جالنا في الايام ديت والولاد ما غلبنا والام بتصربع والاب بيزوط طب والولاد اصلا في اللي فيه مكفايه الولاد عمال يتهز فوق وتحت. He's going through emotional instability. Nobody could tolerate. And by the way, the majority of those who are here in the church, they went through adolescence. If someone his age, 90 and above, he had no adolescence before. في حد في جن عنده 90 سنة فما فوق؟ Because adolescence is the psycho-emotional changes in the previous days. Men were used to marry at age 16, 18 years old, and to marry a girl 9, 10, 11 before her period. With the first period, she would be pregnant. A sister of my grandma married at age 9 to someone his age was 16, and she had 7 children. The first one came with the first period, first cycle, and this was way back. But now adolescents have all these enormous hormones and changes in their bodies, but they cannot marry because financially, emotionally, psychologically, they cannot maintain a family. And most of the marriages for teenagers these days, most of them do not succeed. They have problems because the girl herself grow and mature more and more. And she will regret the decision that she married at age 16. I'm talking about the majority, not all of the cases. So if we look to the past, yes, adolescence is a new phenomenon. Because it was agricultural before. كان كلها مزارعين بنزع في الغيط والفلاحين والولد عنده 16 سنة ما يتجوز البت عندها 10-12 سنة في الغيط ويعيشوا في الدوار وخلاص مبسوطين. ما كانش مشاكل يعني ياكل أبوه يأكله ويشربه وبيشتغل. Farming land or farming life is the same in the United States. They married so young. But when industrialization came, everything has changed. Responsibilities have changed. مع حركة التصنيع بقت تتغير الدنيا يعني. So let me take one by one. What was number one? What kind of growth? Physical. What did I call it? Puberty. Puberty is different than adolescence. Puberty is a medical term which describes the physical, biological changes in the body of the teenager. Usually, pubertal changes for the girl, it comes earlier, about 2 years. All the mother and father know that, about 2 years earlier than their boys. Usually, the period comes to the girl starting age 10, 11. It's rarely 9, but sometimes continues till 15. Usually, between 10 and 12, the majority. And boys, they start maturing around age 13 to 15, hormonal. So their mustache, their beard start at that time. So the girl starts ovulating, menstruating, and the boys, they start nocturnal emissions at that age. The gonads start to work, the ovaries and testicles. And the body will change. I always ask that question to the women. وانتوا صغيرين زمان وانتوا مسخوطين كده في سن 12 سنة 11 سنة لما تبصوا شكلكم في المراية كان بيعجبكم ولا انتم بنات عيال ولا انتم بنات كبار كان بيعجبكم شكلكم وانتم اي حبوب مش حب شباب كده طالع يطلع وبيمبلز ولا اياميكم ما كانش في عندكم مرايات يعني كل البنات او الستات حاليا كان زمان فتره مش عارفين يلبسوا ايه مش باينين هم ايه ولا ايه مش عارفين فتره صعبه خالص واللي ولاد يعني اللي في السن بتاع البنات 12 ده تعيال يلبس شورت كده بتاع مصر بتاع زمان وكان منظر غريب اه مش عارفين يوصلوا ان احنا ايه بقينا شباب ولا لسه عيال يعني لكن اول بقى ما تبتدي تدب فينا الهرمونات بقى تحصل تغيرات عجيبه في الجسم بقى تيجي الواد يشيل حديد يربى عضلاته هو البنت تحب عاوز تحط ميك اب وما تقول لا طبعا ده عيب زمان و انا بقول لكم عن زمان ليه قصدي اقول عن زمان عشان ما نجيش على عيالنا قوي. It's the same cycle. Same hormonal changes are happening. The daughter like mom and the son like dad. So don't pretend that you did not go through adolescence. Both the emotional, hormonal, physical and everything. So physically, the secondary sexual character will appear. The boys, their voice starts to change, and the girl distribution of fat in their bodies start to show that they are really feminine now, and mothers and fathers will thank God that their own children are becoming young women and young men now. At the beginning, before they will see them yelling and screaming. Everybody will do that. Ah, thank you, God. البنت بقت أمورة خالص. حلوة خالص. والواد طيب راجل هيساعدني بقى يعني. هيشيل عني الحاجات في البيت. أحلام دريمز يعني. مش حاجة تحصل زي كده. So biologically, we have to teach them in the pre-adolescent what's going to happen to them. Every father has to sit with his own son and teach him what's meant by nocturnal emissions. How the fluid will be emitted at night. What's meant by daydreams. We teach them. This is something normal, like women teaching their daughters about the menstrual cycle. So they will not get shocked. So naturally, normally, we teach them about their organs. If they don't know it, of course they know it from the school, but we teach them what's going to happen. It's a talk. The mother will teach the hygiene to her daughter. In the school, they don't teach that. And the father also teach his son what he has to do. Physically, the body change. The voice change, the hair distribution change. And I will get to the emotional before the spiritual. And emotionally, every gender starts to be attracted to the other one. كنتوا كلكم مؤدبين؟ ما حدش كان بيبص من ورا الشباك لبنت الجيران ابدا؟ ولا حد فيكم كان بيتابع بنت الجيران في الشارع ابدا؟ وبنت الجيران ديت يعني كانت واحده منكم يعني ما كانش بتنبسط لما واحد يعكسها كلام حلو في الشارع؟ كلكم انتوا مؤدبين خالص. بس ده ناتشرال، مش بقول انتوا اولاد ادب، انتوا مؤدبين. بس ده طبيعي بيحصل. عشان ايه يعني؟ انتوا نفسكم تبصوا للواد وتقولوا قول كمان، بس انتوا مش قادرين، عيب طبعا. لكن لما الواد مش يمشي وراكم ويقول كلام حلو على شكلكم، حاجه كده بتلعب جواك وتقول الله، اه ده احنا كبرنا. والبيت اللي ما تعكسش تبقى منك كده خالص. كده في البلكونه فاكرين الشيش ده ورا الازاز تفتح ويقفل كده، فاكرينه؟ ده انا بيجي لي قصص عجيبه. قصص عجيبه تشيب ازاي الاولاد كانوا بيبصوا مش عارف من فين وازاي، وحاجات عجيبه خالص. كل ده معناه ايه؟ attraction between the two genders. So it's something normal. الميل نحو الجنس الاخر دي حاجه طبيعيه بتحصل. But how to control it, how to direct it, how to behave is so important. But at least acknowledge that this is normal to happen. وما تخبطوش في عيالكم please. ده طبيعي، حسوا بكده. And if they will not feel that, then there is a problem. If they don't feel that. So feeling attracted to the other sex, other gender, is normal. Emotionally, there are many changes due to the ups and downs of the hormone during the cycle of the females and the males too. Everybody feels at that time he's getting now stronger and prettier and getting older. We don't need the parents to appear with us everywhere. When they come to the school, we feel ashamed. We don't like to appear with them, with our friends, especially if they humiliate us in front of our friends. That's normal. From the beginning of 1940 till now is the same. I don't, the girl or the boy will say, I don't like to be named or labeled by mommy's boy. I don't. So, some emotionally, for them, anything happening to their friends might seem to be a disaster. I'm so worried. We call it catastrophization. We catastrophize everything. Everything happening to them or to their friends. And then, after a few minutes, everything will be all right. But the response, the reaction of the parents will be so harsh. Why are you doing that? يا اخي الدنيا اتقلبت ما تسكت يا ولد. هو الطبيعي لو احنا سكتنا وهدينا هو بقى نفسه هيهدى بعد شويه. هيرجع يهدى شويه. So patience of the parents. Patience is so important when you see the emotional ups and downs. And hoping always that this phase is going to finish. One day, the turbulence will end. Without that hope, will be very frustrated from their behavior. Emotionally, it's so important for the spiritual growth. You know why? This is the age in the church our children could learn الألحان الطويلة, the long chanting بتاع seasonal. احفظوا حاجات كبيرة قوي. 6 ل 12 6 ل 12 يعني ألحان صغيرة. But also, because of our emotions at that time, many of us spiritually, we think of monastic life. We think of consecration. If the family is living a spiritual life, this is the age, 15, 16, starting to think, why not to devote myself, my life for God? Age 15, 16. And a story about patience and hope. In one of the states, I have known a family, a single mother with two young men, her own children, age 17 and 16. But the lady was praying so hard for their own salvation. But both of them went like the prodigal son. They joined gang groups. They did whatever you think. Involved every kind of sins or crime. And the lady was crying to God. ست كان عندها عائلين ولدين بتصلي من أجلهم عشان جوزها مش موجود. الولدين بقوا مشتركين في إجرام مع gang groups. One of them already had a baby when he was 17. Involved in drugs, crimes, whatever you name it. سرقة ومخدرات كل حاجة. Where is the hope and where is the patience? That lady, the church supported her. Though we are praying for them. They stopped, of course, coming to Sunday school, stopped doing everything. And we continued praying and praying. A miracle happened to the young one. Sorry, the old one first. We don't know how, but all of a sudden, God touched him. And he started to come to the church repenting like Saint Moses the Black. And started to read the Bible. I visited him many times. He communicated with me over the phone. And his repentance could convict anyone with tears, crying and praying. I'm talking about the older one now. If everybody is involved in with TV and computers, and he is viewing liturgies, tapes to learn. He's trying to get whatever he was unable to get. Then his brother stayed with the gang. He tried to convince him, but his brother continued. Till Pope Carolus got him. This was 2 years ago. By another miracle, he was involved in a crime, and Pope Carolus got him out because of the prayer of his mother. And that young man, at that time, the young one became 19, and he escaped to the monastery, St. Anthony in California, trying to find a refuge with God. Not escaped from the police, escaped from the environment and the gang groups. And God gave him a refuge. And he decided to stay in the monastery, to be a monk, the young one. I told him, you are in a rush, please. He stayed 1 year waiting for the decision. And after went to Barcelona, في الدير بتاع كاليفورنيا وبعد سنة ابتدوا بقى يلبسوه يعني. After that young one, the old one called me many times and he told me I can't stay anymore. And she went to the monastery. The two of them now are monks. From gang members to monks. So I don't want to hear from anyone. What? My daughter, my son, I don't know what's going to happen to him. Do you think really? Could something happen? And I brought the story so that no one has to see as evidence. God is working. And he loves our children more than us. He loves our children, his own children, more than us. So emotionally, it's not a bad time, adolescence. Adolescence is the spring of spiritual life. We could be so involved spiritually. So emotions could help, not always negative. Psychologically, we have to develop an identity. What's identity? إيه الهوية. We have to know and accept our roots, our family, from where we came. We have to accept our family at the present. I have to know that I am the son of that dad, that mother, and accept that. And I'm honored by being a son from that family. Whatever they are, I am their byproduct. I have to thank God. If anything wrong, I have to pray for my parents. I have to know that I am a Coptic Orthodox and I am proud of my church. I am the Son of God. My Father is Jesus Christ directly. I am His own son, His own daughter. What career do I want to be? And what principles and values my mom and my dad are teaching me, the church is teaching me, the values, the principles, and I will think by my own thinking, because now I nearly have an adult thinking, we call it abstract thinking, and then I will own it to be my own principles. It's so important for the adolescent to own the principles we are showing him or her in our behavior. We don't force it on him or her. He has to own it. يعني بمزاجه بنفسه يفكر في القيم دي ويقال تنفعني في حياتي. القيم الروحية والقيم والأخلاقيات شافها في أبويا وأمي وفي الكنيسة بيقولوها لي بعقلي أقول دي تنفعني في حياتي. I decide that this will be my own principles. Then, what's meant by identity? I am the son of that family. I am honored by my roots. I am honored by being a member of such a church. I am the son or the daughter of Christ. I know a career. I'm still at the end of high school. I know. Nobody forced me to be a doctor or an engineer, but I would love to be a certain career. And I have my own principles, which I owned it after listening and seeing it in others, in the church and my dad and my family. This was meant by identity. If I have achieved this, then I have an achieved personal identity. Achieved identity. But some enforce or impose on their own children harshly certain principles. You have to do that. You have to do that. And the young man is doing it. But he does not want. So I am imposing on him certain principles. And you have to be a medical doctor. You have to be a medical doctor. And then he will obey. He will prepare himself to be a medical doctor because his dad and mom want that. But he does not want. After 18, we call that identity, identity foreclosure. They get a house foreclosure. Because when he will go to college, he will not achieve. He has no principles. He's free to do whatever he like. Who cares there? And some, they are confused. Nobody told them certain principles. Nobody showed to them principles and values in the behavior of the parents. And the church did not teach them. And they are not in touch with the saints or life and around them bad company. So they are confused. They don't know what they're going to be. Have no principles. They have confused identity. And some already yielded to conform to the current, like a dead fish. They go with the current. We call it identity moratorium, like a dead identity. They go wherever, following whoever. These are different kinds of identities. identity achieved, this is what I have described to you. The intellectuality of the adolescent, he will be nearly an adult. He could understand abstract, of course, algebra, calculus, you name it. He could understand everything. That's why he started to discuss with us as adults. And this is the age he will be my young brother, not my son, my young sister, not only my daughter. Take her opinion, take his opinion. So intellectually, they could think in abstract thinking, the implied. They could think of their own thinking. السنة ده اللي بيغلبونا في المناقشات لأنهم زينا بيفهموا زينا بالظبط. That's why I advise any event happening we have to take it and discuss with them. We open the Bible and discuss with them how to apply this to our life and they understand all the meaning. كل الكنايات والسيمبوليك اللي في البايبل كلها يفهموها. You can understand very well now. And we have to be proud of them because they understand and God gave them a certain gender and they accepted their own gender. They are proud of their bodies. Emotionally, you could use these emotions and spirituality to be with God or not to yield to the pressure of the world, as I'm coming in sexuality. The effect of the peers, the family, of the peers on the adolescent. It is a myth if someone will tell you peers are more important than the family. And this was an idea propagated by the American Psychological and Psychiatric Association, and this was wrong. Everybody knows that adolescents, they value and esteem their families much higher than the peers. But of course, they start to be attached more to the peers. The value of the peers, the friends, is getting more. أهمية الأصدقاء عمرها ما تبقى قد الفاميلي. عمر العيال المراهقين ما يبقى عندهم أهمية الأب والأم زي أهمية الأصحاب. كان بيعلمونا كده قلت لهم ده كله غلط. اللي بيخلي العيال يطقم من الأب والأم إنه بيتخانقوا مع بعض على طول فبيخرجوا بره يلاقوا نفسهم في بعض الأصحاب. ممكن أصحاب يبقوا وحشين. لكن if you ask a teenager what do you want the most, he will tell you I want a secure family, a loving mom and dad. I want to see a good relationship between them. And I want to have a home, a family. تسأل أي ولد من دول تقول له أحسن طلب أنت عاوزك إيه؟ يقول بابا وماما يحبوا بعض. نفسي يبقى عندي family. مش عاوز أبقى خايف يا ولد أروح الشارع. هم مش ولاد شارع، دول ولاد عائلات. عشان كده يعني بليز خلوا بالكم أولادكم they love you. بيحبوكم. They are proud of you. حتى مش عارفين فرنساوي ولا انجليزي. بيحبوكم. وفخورين بيكم. بس انتم صلحوا من مسلككم. ومن تصرفاتكم قدامهم. The friends and the peers are important, especially if I move from one place to another. And as I told you, we must not at all pick on them in front of their friends. مش لازم نضايقهم ونشتمهم قدام اصحابهم. Those young men and women, they are already stressed. مزنوقين ومشدودين نفسيا وعاطفيا. Then, overprotective parents. Overprotective parents always give or yield personalities which have difficulty in dealing with the environment. الناس اللي هم بيشتغلوا بوليس على عيالهم لا 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 ما صحش ما تعملش وراهم في كل حته يعني السريم مش معمول اللبن ما تحطش في الثلاجه اكلت ولا ما اكلتش اللبس مش عامل ازاي ورا بعض ورا بعض ما فيش خروج ما فيش اصحاب ما فيش تي في ما فيش تليفون ما فيش كمبيوتر طب what will happen extreme frustration overprotective parents don't allow the personality to grow they are mostly authoritarian and as I told yesterday authoritative warm calm parents give the best children the best personality who are able to deal in life. الناس اللي هم أبهات متفهمين وعندهم دفء في العواطف حنية وعندهم عندهم هدوء يطلعوا عيال عندهم شخصية تتفاهم حواليها مش مكسوفين ومش موطين ومش perfectionist. ال perfectionist parent overprotective they give either very submissive children and very dependent or perfectionist children during في مرحلة المراهقة during that phase Please do not be on the back of your child always, your adolescent. Give them some space so they could smell the air and develop their own personality. There are guidelines, yes, but you have to be reasonable. After a few years, they're going to leave you and go to the college. If you don't allow them under your supervised the good supervised activity. Go with them. Let them develop and grow certain talents of socialization, of knowing the other sex under your vision. Supervise that. Give them spirituality before age 18. اللي بيقفل على ابنه أو بنته ما يبصوش ما يخرجوش ما يتحركوش العيال بيتعبوا وبيطقم مش شطارة انه يعني بيتعبوا بعد كده فبنبهكم ما بقاش تزني عليهم جوه البيت بره البيت ربنا يحاسبكم انا عارف الموضوع ده مهم قوي اكيد هتكتبوا لي في اسئلة بعد ما اخلص يعني Morals, moral development. Unless the adolescent will own the principles, he think of it by his abstract thinking and own it as his own principles, he will not have any principles. So don't enforce on him principles. Discuss with him the principle, the value. He has to see it in you. And discuss its value to his life. And let him practice it gradually. Don't impose it on him. sexuality. في القيم اللي قلتها قبل كده لازم الاولاد والبنات بنفسهم يقتنعوا ان القيم دي تنفعهم في حياتهم ويفكروا بتفكيرهم ويقتنعوا بيها. الكلام بقوله ده كلام علماء بحثوه، بس انا بقوله كده بلغه بسيطه يعني. في اسماء علماء كتير قرروا الكلام ده وعملوه يعني. السكشواليتي النمو الجنسي. Unfortunately they are very able sexually. Very able sexually. And unfortunately, because of lack of spirituality, some of them are sexually active. I'm talking about our Coptic Orthodox youth. Unfortunately. And as I told you, unfortunately, every year I hear about one or two cases, teenage pregnancy, unmarried, in the Coptic Orthodox churches. But this is a very minority. But sexual activity is on the increase, unfortunately. This liberal sexual activity is something new on our congregation, which means we are yielding to the world. Please refer to 1 Thessalonians 4. And 1 Corinthians 6 to know the value of the members of your body and the purity. The American churches now are reviewing what happened and they are returning back, all the American Christian churches. They are calling now for purity. And dating is only as courtship for marriage. So, what we were calling for before, the Americans now are following. كان زمان الأمريكان عندهم الديتنج ده مسموح، بنات ولاد ولازم، والبنت ما مشتش مع ولد يبقى غلط. اكتشفوا حاليا خراب أخلاقي. فابتدوا ينادوا حاليا في التلفزيونات والراديوهات لازم يتعامل بس الديتنج ده قبل الجواز عشان نختار العريس والعروس. زي ما احنا كنا بنقول زمان. هم يتغيروا زي ما يتغيروا. احنا راينا مستمد بالانجيل الطهاره والقيم الروحيه نحافظ على جسدنا لربنا. Virginity is a stigma for some Canadian and some American girls. But for us is an honor. I am keeping my virginity to God. Virginity, girls and boys. I'm talking for both. Young men, young women. If a girl will tell me I'm still virgin, we have to honor that because she's keeping herself for God. And if a young man is keeping himself virgin, he's doing that for God because these are the members of Christ. How could I take the members of Christ and make it with a harlot? I don't have the right to do that. And I don't have the right to lust by my mind and continue doing that, thinking that it's something normal. And refer to Matthew 5, 27 and 28, who are committing adultery already. So life of purity, all the churches are talking about that now, it's so important. To keep myself involved in the activity of the church. It's so important. Sexuality, الحياة الجنسية. We think of sublimation. فكر في الإعلاء. We involve ourselves. بنخش في نشاط تاع كنيسة. بنشترك في أنشطة. بنشترك في خدمة. نشترك في سبورت. في أي رياضة. We have to share in activities, involve ourselves in activities, so the energy inside us will be involved in something fruitful. الطاقة يستخدم حاجة كويسة. Sex is not bad. Sex is very good within marriage. Keep yourself whole for your partner. And believe me, you will not regret that. You will regret if we leave ourselves, if we leave ourselves before marriage to Satan. What's after sexuality? Money and time. It's a problem for some of the families to teach their children the importance of money as a gift of God. It's so important to teach them how to deal with money. It's a gift of God, a talent, and we have to keep it for God to be used. We must not be stingy. And they have to see the way their parents spend money. Every penny comes to me is from God. I have to use it in a way acceptable to God, to care for myself and for my family, and to be used and spend the tithes we teach it for the children. Is that Tal Ashur? We ni'ma jaya min Rabbana, el filuz di baraka. We could teach them saving, have a saving account, teach them checking account, could teach them everything how to deal with money. But please don't teach them stock market when they are young. No need. When they are adolescent. So it's good for parents to teach their children how to spend money. Giving allowance and how they spend it. مهم ممكن يديهم مصروف شو بيصرفوه ازاي. Time is a continuum. Time starts by our earth life and continues forever, eternity. So we have to learn that we have only one life. Part of it is here and the rest is up there in heaven. The two are continuous, one life. Time is so short on earth. 50 years, 60 years, 100 years, how could you compare it to infinity? Eternal life. Every day passes without life with Jesus Christ is a waste. And it's one day counted on me for my life. The value of the hour, the minute, how to use my time in a productive way for the glory of Jesus Christ. The last one, how to have responsible leaders. We have to give them certain chores, small chores, so they can do it easily, successfully, and praise them. If any adolescent would do something and succeed in it, and I praise him and commend him and encourage him or her, one after another, he will be accustomed to sequence of successes. And this gives him a leadership and responsibility. If you are afraid to give him anything, or if he or she will refuse doing whatever, please give him something reasonable, explain to him, without doing it, you will not have the responsible leadership personality. Explain to him or her that this is the only way. Go with him, train him or train her how to change the oil of a car. He will look at you at the beginning, then you will do it in front of him, he will do it, he will do it by himself, then leave him to do it after that. Train your child, train the adolescent, train the young man. The more we give them and train them, the more they will feel that they are able and they will be leaders and responsible. لكن انتوا بقى بتدلعوهم، البت تدلعوها، ما تحطش ايدها في المطبخ، ما تمسكش حاجة، ما تعملش حاجة، ده حرام، ده أنا تعبت زمان، أخلي البت تستريح، والواد أجيب له كل حاجة هو عاوزها، أدلعه، ده الواد الوحيد، الحيلة بتاعتنا، يطلع الولد دلدول، ما يطلعش راجل قادر يشتغل حاجة. إذا إحنا عاوزينهم صحيح ناس عندهم قيادة لازم يشتركوا في عمل أي شيء صغير بس ينجحوا فيه. وأشجعهم وحاجتين أشجعهم لغايه لما يبقى عنده قياده. الفتره بتاعه الجامعه قلت لكم the goal of the college years is to share your emotions and thinking, not your body, with somebody, with friends. So you will have, or you will develop an intimate relationship with friends, but one of them could be a future spouse, under the guidance of a father of confession. And you know now that you will have a certain career, you are starting your career, and you have ambitions, you have goals, what to do. But the main goal has to be, or the main mission has to be, eternity. I have minor goals to achieve in my life, to have a family, to have children, to have a career, but the main goal is eternity. All these small goals and roles will be under the umbrella of eternity, the mission. So, if I failed because I did not grow socially, or I did not grow emotionally, and I'm seeing 27 years old man who is unable to talk to a girl, he's shy because he did not grow emotionally. I did not help him to talk with girls. I'm seeing girls very shy, cannot talk to boys while they are in the college. How they are going to marry? So we have to help them to grow emotionally and share feelings with friends. They grow also mentally, intellectually in the college years. تفكيرهم بينمو أكثر. مفروض نشجعهم إنهم ينمو عاطفيا واجتماعيا. إذا حسيت إن ابنكم أو بنتكم كيشة خجولة خالص بدرجة إنها مش قادرة تتحرك، لازم أعمل حاجة، أخدها وأخرج بيها ونزور ونتكلم، تتعلم تتكلم مع حد. نلاقيها أصحاب. بنات زيها تتكلم معاهم، وفي الكنيسة في اكتيفيتيز ولاد مع بنات. طبعا انا بتكلم على بعض الحالات، ما اعتقدش عندكم في المونتريال حاجات زي كده. انتوا اسامي المونتريال عندكم ناس يعني عندكم اكتيفيتي كتير اصلكم هنا قوي، يعني بتشتكوا بالعكس بقى، بتشتكوا من العيال يعني they are very active. يعني ما اعرفش ليه مونتريال كده كده عندكم اكتيفيتي كتير قوي، كل العيال عندكم ايموشنالي ماتيور ولا ايموشنال ماتيورين؟ ربنا يحافظ عليهم. during the college years it's time for mothers and fathers to wean themselves emotionally. يفطموا نفسهم عاطفيا من اولادهم. No need to call them every day in the college, in the dorm. Let them by themselves grow, because at the end of the college they might find a spouse and marry. Are we going to continue the same? The emotional umbilical cord will be pathologically attached to us all the time. هيفضل كده العواطف مربوطة بينا، وكل يوم نزلنا على البيت في التليفون، وإذا ما كلمتناش نتجنن بعد جوازها ونروح نخرب لها بيتها، ولم تقول لنا اخبارها واخبار جوزها واللي بيحصل كل يوم عندهم في البيت، وقال لي بنت مش مؤدبه وما بتحبش امها وابوها. في فتره الكولج دي لازم احنا نفطم نفسنا عاطفيا من العيال بتوعنا شويه. نفطم يعني ايه؟ they are growing and let them grow. وربنا يبارك لهم. يعني أنا وعدتكم إن أنا أقول لكم النهاردة أعلمكم حاجة. If we have anything hurtful to us in childhood, how to deal with it؟ إذا حصل لنا حاجة متعبة في الصغر بتاعنا. يعني لازم اروح دكتور ولا ممكن اعمل حاجه؟ فانا طبعا قلت لكم بشهاده باعتراف with the guidance of father's confession you can do a lot, but I will give you يعني hypothetical situation and then we'll see. Say there was an abuse in the childhood. The abuser, you remember very well the abuser, and you are the victim, and you are living with that memory, very hurting. Of course, it could affect your esteem. It could affect your life, whether physically, abusing others, or sexually, affect your future life. What to do? نعمل ايه اذا حصل له حاجه في صوره؟ نفكر فيها ازاي؟ سواء كان ضرب او حاجه جنسيه حصلت لنا واحنا صغيرين، نتصرف ازاي؟ This is the way. Try it now. You try to remember one of the incidents, what happened. As an adult, you think, imagine yourself seeing yourself as a young boy or young girl, and the abuser is abusing you. When you were young, you cannot excuse the abuser. He's stronger, he's powerful, he's doing whatever, and you are very scared to say to anybody anything. And if he's in the family, everybody sees and nobody could help. Now, as an adult, suppose that you have to forgive that man or that woman. What to do? With the mind of an adult, try to see why he was doing that, why she was doing that to that boy or girl. Surely there's something in their history, in their past, or in their life. They are not at all excused by doing that. But could I find a reason, a cause for what he's doing? ممكن ألاقي السبب. الراجل اللي كان بيضربني ده وانا صغير، الراجل ده ابويا، اخويا، خالي، عمي، يا ترى كان بيعمل فيه كده ليه؟ ابوه ضربه، كان تعبان وعصبي وانا ضايقته؟ لا، ما عملتوش حاجه خالص، ده بيجي كده من باب الطب يضربني. Could I find any reason for what he's doing? Most probably, any abuser was abused when he was young. If he was raised right, he would not do what he did. As an adult, I have to see that he was doing that. He's like me. The غلبان. He was abused himself. As an adult, I can do it. But if I am a young girl, someone is doing something wrong to me, I cannot think. Maybe he was abused sexually or physically. Or maybe he's mentally retarded. Some of them, it happened from something wrong with them. I try to find an excuse. So I tell God, you know why, deal with them. But where are you, Christ? كنت فين؟ فين انت يا رب كنت موجود في الوقت ده؟ Why did not stop him? All this happened to us when we are thinking. I was so in pain at that time. But what happened to me? I'm still a man, married, I'm still a woman, have children. Nothing happened wrong to me. I'm still whole. Who kept me? God. But why did you allow this? You don't know yet. But I will tell you. God is telling you that. But I kept you safe till now. Two things. I'm looking for an excuse or reason for why he was doing that. to forgive him or to forgive her, because I have to forgive. I mean, forgiveness is a must, but I'm trying to find how could I forgive the abuser. So if I don't forgive the abuser, what will happen? I will abuse others. So better for me to sit with myself and thank God that he did not allow him to kill me, because I'm still thinking, I'm alive. If you cannot do that by yourself, you need someone to help you. I'm giving you the procedure, the way. Dealing with each incident, event, I was asked that question, do we have to go to a therapist? If the abuse or environment will continue till adulthood, it's so hard for you. I have a case, a woman who was abused sexually continuously every other day for 2 years by her brother. How could she forgive? These are difficult cases. It's not one time. I know a young man, he's 24 years old now. Till age 21, his father was beating him. صاحبته اللي عاوز يتجوزها كل قابلها يضربها لسه هيتجوزها ما مش يعني he's American and his girlfriend and he has a boy or a girl from her before marriage, so he's a father of the girl, of a young girl. Still, whatever happens, he starts to beat her. Because 3 years ago, listen, can move it up. His father was beating him. And as I told you before, don't wait till the moment that your young daughter or young boy will beat you up as a dad. Don't please abuse him physically, because one day he will have muscles and he will stand against you and he will push you and he will beat you. Don't wait for that day to be humiliated. I know fathers who did that, and when their children were able to stand against them, they start to fear them. لما ابتدى الأباط يخافهم اتلمهم. لكن قبل كده ما تلموش. أما كان اللي بيضربه. فممكن قوي البنت أو الولد يطوي إيده علينا. عيبة بقى. مش معقول عيل عنده 17-18 سنة يتضرب. وحاجة وعشرين يتضرب. I fulfilled my promise of Turkish day, where if you know how to do it, fine. If you don't, then you need Abuna to help you. This is how to visualize Christ in the scene, and where are you looking from outside to yourself and analyze the victimizer. It's a process with someone who knows how to do it, but this is the principle of it. Any questions?
I have one question. Please identify virgin man. Is he the one man, the man who that never masturbates, or the one that does not communicate sexually with the woman? God bless you.
Virginity, male virginity, and female virginity, both of them start by our virginity of the heart. of the mind, not of the organs. It's very shameful to think, because the girl has a hymen, it will show if she is not a virgin, and because you don't have a hymen, it will not show on you. But God is seeing your mind and your heart. Virginity means to keep yourself in and out pure. Masturbation, the physical act itself, is not sinful. But it's always associated with mental adultery. You are thinking of something. You are just rubbing any part of your body. But it's always associated with fantasies. And this, what we call adultery. This is what Jesus said. If you look to a woman to lust her, then you have committed adultery already. Then by imagination, I am thinking. This is the wrong or the sinful part of masturbation. So, is that will take our virginity? Yes. If we look for the virginity of the heart,